All right, next thing I want to talk about is a simple way to have the person, because I know you're not going to use napkins to document these key things that, like, if they stayed in Hawaii. So I have a template for you, just a simple standard operating procedure. Let me just walk you through it. So the action is, you know, what am I, and fill in is not an action, by the way. This is where you would actually fill it in. For some of the folks in the room that may not know that answer, right?
Yeah.
There you go. Okay. So, business area, is it marketing? Is it sales? Is it customer service? Is it fulfillment? Whatever that is for you. Upper right corner, when did you initially write this on a piece of paper? And then finally underneath there, when did you revise it? The reason you want to do that is about every 6 months or so, you should just, you know, in the query system, just set something up so every 6 months you're looking at the key SOPs, the key standard operating procedures you have people doing. About every 6 months, revisit them. I gave you the questions earlier. What are we doing in here that's stupid? What are we doing in here that's not necessary? What are we doing in here that the customer doesn't see value on? What are we doing in here that our own employees don't see value on? About every 6 months, you want to, you know, if you will, take the temperature of those key SOPs you have. Underneath there, why? Key part of the communication of why I want you to paint the green wall is because we need to shoot videos on there by noon tomorrow, and that wall has to be green. Now, if I just told you to paint the wall green, there's a good chance you would have done it. But now that you understand why I need that wall green, Walgreens, isn't that like, see, why you want that CVS, actually, why you want that wall green, now you understand the why behind it. So that should be in your standard operating procedure. This is not corporate America, by the way. They'll skip that one. What? Explain the what is, you know, what am I actually trying to do here? What's the guideline I'm trying to do? Who's responsible to do this? And then finally, what are the step-by-step instructions? And make sure you include, how do I do this? Step one, I get out of my car. Step two, I walk inside. Not only that, but the next thing is when do I do it? So this has to be done every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Or this has to be done on the 4th of the month, or whatever it happens to be. So just to review, I've got the why, the what, the who, the how, and the when. Now, challenge yourself and say, the last time you had a problem with one of your team members, or something major happened, like, I don't know, with a part number or something, and if you had something as simple as that that they can just refer to make sure that that part number was checked before it got programmed into the system, could that have prevented a fire for you? And if you challenge yourself by using the countdown timer that I gave you, you can get these done in anywhere between 2 and 3 minutes if you let the person who's doing the work just write it down. Not type it up, because that takes a little longer, but just have them write it down somewhere and then have someone key it into a Word doc for you. Questions? Standard operating procedure? Captain Doug, is it important to have standard operating procedures as a pilot?
Absolutely.
And what, give me one example of when I would have to refer to a standard operating procedure, sir.
I could give you his one, but I
won't. I want yours, man.
We're on fire.
Oh, the plane is on fire. Is there a pre-flight checklist as a captain?
Yes, sir.
Why do you need a pre-flight checklist? Because you've been doing it for like 20 years, so why do you need to keep looking at the checklist?
No, everybody does it the same way.
The same way.
You start here and you end there.
Right.
And you look at those things.
So, wow, if airline pilots use a checklist and a standard operating procedure, then why don't most entrepreneurs use them? I know why. Because we never took 3 minutes each day just to write one down.
I mean, this is like beyond, I can't grok this.
Sure, I can. You ready? Step one, I have to create a standard operating procedure of how you would implement this. No, just kidding. It's just a joke. So here, so let's trick your mind here a little bit. Okay, I'm getting ready to book a college speaker. And you decided that someone's going to answer your phone for you. Put yourself in that position. You with me? So you're no longer Elaine. You are the person that's going to answer the phone to talk to a booking person that's going to potentially give you money for your company. Are you there in your mind?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the act, I'm just going to follow the, you can actually use the form, Elaine. Look at the form. So the action here is to gather and book a talk. So gather info to book a talk. That's the action. And you guys can play along because it's getting close to my time. So please, if I go a little blank here, help me. So the action is to gather the info so that you can book a talk. The business area is sales. It's a sell item. Upper right-hand corner of the form, the initial implementation date of this is 9/9/11. The revision date, there's not one now, but in 6 months there will be a revision date on it. Are you with me so far, my friend? Okay, so let's go down to the next one. Why? So why am I writing this on a piece of paper?
What's the business area?
Sales.
So why am I doing this? What's the benefit of me taking a minute right now to write this down? Selfishly, Elaine, why are you writing this down? It's going to help you do what to your revenue?
Increase.
Yeah, the why. So we do this because it helps the company bring in more revenue. With me?
Mm-hmm.
The what? Explain the what. We must gather the appropriate contact information from the caller so I can send them a contract. Got it?
Mm-hmm.
All right, checkpoint. So are you doing okay so far?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the who. Who is responsible to carry this out? So what person? John Doe, right? Oh, if you're a two-person show, it's probably a person. If you're a huge organization, it's marketing department. I always had a problem trying to find the person called marketing department who held themselves accountable. I never had a problem finding the person named John Doe.
So you can put both. You can put marketing department John.
It's a template, baby doll. You do whatever you want with it. I mean, whatever works for you. All right, so back to my friend Elaine. John Doe's responsible for this. Okay, now, the step-by-step instructions of how and when to do this. So what's the first, and then you're going to need to start talking over here, Elaine, come on. So what's the first step in order for us to accomplish that why that's written up there? What's the first thing they have to do? Step one, answer phone.
Okay, answer phone. Okay.
Step two.
Find out the date that they're inquiring.
Step
about.
Three. Step four.
The topic?
Okay. Do we need to continue?
No. Okay.
Okay. Now, the last thing is the when. So when does this have to be done by? This is where you could say this has to be done within 5 minutes, or I need this information within the first week after they contact me.
Okay.
Whatever the when is for you, whatever the exercise is. Was that helpful to anybody else besides Elaine? Okay. Because sometimes we got to use real life examples on this stuff. So you got it, Elaine?
Yeah.
Okay, so now let's fast forward. I don't have the timer, but that was about 3 minutes of time, I would assume. Okay, so it took you 3 minutes to do this. Fast forward a month from now. Who do we give this to? John Doe, right? Is that his name? John Doe, a month from now, did not complete step four of that, which is getting the XYZ, whatever that was on your paper. Can you go back to John Doe now, considering you've already presented this to him and told him what the expectation was and how to do it? Can you counsel John Doe now to say, John, I love you, but man, you missed the big step. Are you with me here?
This just happened.
Ain't going to happen again, right? That's the important. Don't worry about what happened. Who cares? What I care about is it's not going to happen next week.